This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. The Biden administration is blaming China for a hack of Microsoft Exchange email server software earlier this year. The hack compromised tens of thousands of computers around the world. The administration and allied nations on Monday also disclosed a broad range of other cyber threats from Beijing, including ransomware attacks from government-affiliated hackers that have targeted companies with demands for millions of dollars. A senior administration official says China's Ministry of State Security has been using criminal contract hackers. They have engaged in cyber extortion schemes and operations for their own profit. A Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson previously said attribution of cyber attacks should be based on evidence and not groundless accusations. German officials are defending their preparations for flooding in the face of the raging torrents that caught many people by surprise and left more than 180 people dead in Western Europe. But they concede they will need to learn lessons from the disaster. Efforts to find any more victims and clean up the mess left behind by the floods across a swath of western Germany, eastern Belgium, and the Netherlands continued on Monday as floodwaters receded. The downpours that led to usually small rivers swelling at vast speed in the middle of last week had been forecast, but warnings of potentially catastrophic damage didn't appear to have found their way to many people on the ground. The United States Olympic and Paralympic Committee says an alternate on the United States women's gymnastics team has tested positive for COVID-19. The USOPC did not say if Olympic champion Simone Biles or any other favorites were isolated because of contact tracing. The positive test was the latest in a growing line of daily reports of athletes and others testing positive. This is VOA News. The Czech Republic team says a beach volleyball player was taken into isolation at a hotel after testing positive for COVID-19 in Tokyo. Two players were reported positive on Sunday from the South African men's soccer team, which has its first game Thursday against Japan. 21 members of the South African soccer delegation face extra monitoring as close contacts. The corruption trial of former South African President Jacob Zuma resumes with a hearing Monday. The hearing following several days of deadly riots linked to his imprisonment in a separate case. Zuma is expected to appear virtually when the proceedings in the former president's home province of KwaZulu-Natal. He is charged with multiple counts of corruption, fraud, and racketeering in connection with a massive 1999 arms deal when he served as deputy president. The 79-year-old surrendered to authorities in his home province nearly 2 weeks ago to begin serving a 15-month prison sentence handed down by the Constitutional Court in late June. The sentence was for failing to appear before an inquiry into corruption during his 9-year presidency, which ended in 2018. The Vatican has stressed that Pope Francis is recovering well from his recent colon surgery and a 10-day postoperative stay in the hospital. Later this year, he has trips to Hungary and Slovakia planned. Vatican officials also confirmed last week that the Pope will attend in November the UN Climate Change Conference in Glasgow. Nonetheless, some Vatican observers say the 84-year-old surgery earlier this month may later be seen as a turning point in his papacy, and it will likely add greater urgency to his reform plans, including efforts to overhaul the notoriously change-resistant Curia, the administrative institutions of the Holy See. Already in Rome, there is speculation about who might succeed Francis, with some Vatican watchers pointing out that Francis has hinted in the past that he may follow his predecessor's steps and step aside if his health seriously deteriorates. That's rather than following the tradition and die in office. Erratic winds and dry forests in the U.S. state of Oregon added to the danger as firefighters fought the largest wildfire in the nation. The destructive bootleg fire is one of the dozens of fires blazing across western U.S. states. Read more on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.